Let's sit. Let's learn. Let's evolve. Let's talk.
No more whispering in our mind.
Today is Let's Talk Black Excellence with your host, Dan Rennie.
Yeah, welcome to Let's Talk. Before I begin, I'd like to stop to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we broadcast from today here in the west end of Brisbane. Also, I pay my respects to elders past and present. A shout out to all the traditional owners right across the country where our program goes out to. It's great to have your company. And welcome to Friday's edition of Let's Talk Black Excellence for another week. It's great to have you along with us today. And our guest is a women's rugby league player from Wynn and Manly Seagulls, along with many representative honours and accolades. It's a pleasure to welcome her to the studio today. G'day, Patrice Chambers.
Hey, how you going? It's like so good to be back here again. Good to see the studio again. It's awesome here. Love being here.
Yeah, we love having you here, sis. You've been a regular guest over the years, and you know, to watch you sort of grow as a woman, as a rugby league player as well. It's been real deadly.
Yeah, no, it's been so good. All the opportunities that rugby league's given me, especially like playing in the Murray Carnival or in the Knockout or other little carnivals here and there. So, I'm so glad that I found rugby league. I think it's definitely changed me for the better, yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute, how you found rugby league, but we'll start with your mob, your country, where you come from.
So our mob's Koa and Kukyalanji. So that's my great-grandmother and great-grandfather's countries, but I grew up on Gubbi Gubbi or Kubbi Kubbi country up the coast there. At Maroochydore, I was born in Nambour as well, so that area there, that feels like home for me, yeah.
It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it? Real strong connection to culture up there as well, which I love going up there and seeing that.
Yeah, such a beautiful country, like even from like, you know, the salt water and then coming back inland to the fresh water as well. That's one part I love about the coast, yeah.
And how long you been here in Brisbane?
I've been here since I was about 15, 16. Was down here for a little bit when I was younger, like probably about 2 years when I was like tiny. Then we moved back up the coast because, mum was working up the coast. Then we come back down because she started working down here again. So, no, but it's been good because a lot of our family live in either Brisbane or back up in Cherbourg too. So, between here, like Brisbane and Sunny Coast is, yeah, definitely my home.
All right. How did you get involved in rugby league? Where did that passion come from? How old were you?
I think I was 17, and I watched the first women's All-Stars match, and that, I think it was at Seabus down the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it was.
And I was just saying to mum, I want to give that a go. And then the season after that, I'd signed up at Aspley Devils, and it was the first time they had a women's team too. So that kind of inspired me, and especially seeing like the girls from Cherbourg, like Maisha Saltner and Amber Saltner too. So they kind of inspired me to start playing footy. Like I'd only really played touch or like Oztag and stuff. So I thought, you know, I can definitely give this a go. And then like what, like 12 years later, I'm still running around.
Still running around. Did you grow up watching the game? Did you grow up, you know, playing junior football?
No, so I'd gone to like a few little come and try days that we had up the coast, but mainly growing up I played like netball, played cricket and soccer, but I'd only really played like it was just touch at school because we weren't allowed to, they didn't have like a schoolgirls comp or anything, so yeah, just those sports, yeah.
And so that first female Indigenous All-Stars team, you know, that sort of opened the door to club footy, I suppose you're saying. Like that was the first team that Aspley had, a females team?
Yeah, and then back then the comp was way smaller. So in Brisbane I think there was only about 10 or 12 teams in that one comp and it was just one division. And then the next year come along and then they did like a Div 1 and Div 2. So then like you could see like it started progressing every year from then. So it was awesome to be like to see where it started from and then where it is today. So it's awesome to be a part of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. To watch the women's game grow, you know, as a rugby league fan, I've been watching rugby league for a very long time. And you know, I think the first season of the NRLW, people were sort of like, okay, Yeah. Second year come around, I was like, all right.
Mm.
And now to see where the game's at, it's actually, I actually prefer it more than the men's game too.
You know,
sometimes the way that women play. Have you seen that progression and the skill set of the women's game evolve?
Yeah, I think it's like progress, like leaps and bounds. It's been insane, like compared to, yeah, the first season to where it is now. Like, so like where it is now, it's just like it's just at a whole different level. And to get to that level, you've got, you like, I see firsthand like how hard the girls train, or like, you know, how much time you really put into your game and you put into like your health and your well-being off the field too. So yeah, it's just, it's so professional now, like it was at the start, but not as, you know, developed like how much it is now. Yeah.
What took me by surprise the most was, you know, that evolution in such a short amount of time, to not only the skill set, but all those little things that you spoke about as well, the professionalism, you know, watching the game on TV or watching it live and seeing the way that the halfback and the 5'8 work together, like, you know, probably better than the men, really, because women know how to communicate better. But the kicking game as well is just astronomical. Yeah, I'm really pleased to see how exciting and how enjoyable it is to watch.
Yeah, what spins me out is, like, you know, the women's, like, game, they're not in a preseason for, like, months, like how the men would be, and like they still pull it together and everyone's like, you know, they're really playing as a team. So I think like credit to those girls, like, and like the staff and like how like hard they train as well. Like it's so much to, you know, you make it to that level, but then you've got to think about like, yeah, the combinations and the different plays and playing with people like you've only really just met for a couple of weeks as well. So yeah. How they all pull it together is just crazy. It's so deadly to watch.
Yeah, unbelievable. Do you still get that, you know, the, I suppose, that old school mentality of women shouldn't be playing rugby league and you know, girls don't play footy? I mean, is that stereotype one that's on its way out, or do you still hear it from time to time?
You hear the here and there, not a lot. Heaps. I feel like maybe in like an older generation, but I think everyone's like just been really supportive of the women's game lately, and it's good to see like young ones coming through. So like the other day I went to a come and try day for the girls at Winner Manly juniors, and to see some of the girls there that are like only like 12 or 11 and wanting to give footy a go, where like back when I was that age, like that's when you had to, like, most girls had to stop playing footy, whereas like everyone can play all the way up now. So I think it's, you know, definitely developed so much over the years, and I think it's just only going to keep getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not only the rise of the women's game in terms of the, I suppose, the spectacle, but, you know, the expansion, the pay parity getting up there as well. I mean, those are all really important things to grow the game. And, yeah, I think the NRL's doing a pretty fair job. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, it is getting better. I know, like, it would be hard a lot, especially for, like, women that, you know, have babies, or, you know, they've got work commitments or study commitments and stuff like that. I think they're starting to work with players on those kinds of things to help them play at that level, whereas when it started, it was like kind of like you just got to stop everything.
Yeah.
but I think, you know, they want, like, especially, you know, people in the workplace, they want their employees, if they're a part of that club, they want them to succeed. So I know, I feel like people are, you know, definitely leaning towards letting them have the time off, or, you know, they're supportive with their kids or supportive with their work commitments or study commitments as well. So, yeah, it's definitely come a long way.
And, you know, the women players' profiles as well, I mean, becoming household names around the place. You know, Julia Robinson's a neighbour of mine, and she gets stopped at the shops when I see her there. And, you know, Kezzy Apps and yeah, Tamika Upton, you see her at the carnival, she can't sort of walk down without getting mobbed.
Yeah.
It's pretty deadly to see that the profiles are up there. People are are recognising the women alongside the men.
Yeah, I know, especially like even at training, because Julia's with us at Wynnum now. I'm like, oh, it's such a spinner. We played together at West when she first started playing, and like even then she was just like such a gun. Like yeah. She's just
super fit,
just like so athletic. Yeah, and I'm like good ways, like starstruck. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so glad you're in my team.
Yeah, it's my claim to fame that she's my neighbour.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so good. I think especially for this season coming up with the 10 teams, it's you know, more for people to watch. And I think, you know, well, players are kind of come out of, you know, different communities all over, and like it's just going to be so exciting for the women's game. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only that, but the Origin. I mean, it's just been so exciting to see the women's Origin as well on a standalone. You know, while there's, I suppose there'd be temptation to sort of put them together, have the women before the men, or you know, on the same weekend. The fact that it's split up and the women get to stand alone, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I like that concept that it is by itself, but also I want to see three games. I don't want to see just one. I want three.
I want reserve grade, I want women's, and I want A grade.
Yeah, and like a three-game series too. Yeah, that would be so good. But yeah, I think because the standard of Origin as well, that's come such a long way, because like a fair few years back they like it wasn't as big as what it is now. And I went to the game, I think it was like a year or two ago, on the sunny coast, and it was raining and the place was still packed. Mm-hmm. Like, and we were all standing out in the rain, and it was just awesome to watch. Like, yeah, so it's such a good atmosphere. It's like definitely the same as going to a normal Origin game, like the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I can't wait for this one this year.
Yep. One of the key pillars when I've watched you play is your defence. How did you find, you know, coming from a touch and Oztag background or non-contact sport background, how did you find you know, adjusting to the contact, and you put a lot of time and work into your defence?
Yeah, I think when I first started playing, I was a bit scared, but I think the more you play, the more you get used to it, and definitely like having good coaches or like good people around you that, you know, want it, like if you go in to ask for help and, you know, they don't mind doing some extras or, you know, getting to watch you or, you know, watch a certain player on the NRL, like that you can learn off, or, you know, the more you do it, the more you get more confident, I think. And that's same with like just playing footy. Just feel like, yeah, the more you go out there, the more you can like reflect or get feedback and learn from your own mistakes. So I feel like, you know, that's the best way to learn.
Absolutely. Yeah. What have been some of the biggest obstacles, I suppose, or hurdles for yourself in your rugby league career?
Probably this preseason, definitely, because in the Murray Carnival I broke my ankle. So I had on the first day I had an avulsion fracture in my ankle, so it's the ligament's gone to tear off, but it took the bone with it. And I thought I'd just rolled my ankle, so I just strapped it and kept playing.
Oh, no.
And then played every other game after that. But then on the Tuesday afterwards, I was like, oh, I better go get it checked. Got scans and everything. They said, yeah, it was broken. So I feel like coming back from this injury's kind of been like very it's been hard, but it's been challenging, but I feel like in a way I needed that. Mm-hmm. Because I've worked really hard now. And then playing that interstate challenge was my first game back. So it's good to see where my fitness was at, and so that kind of thing. I'd just say like injuries like that would probably be like obstacle for me. And how I bounce back, or I guess being older now, you're kind of more like aware of, you know, what you need to do to get your body right, and especially your mind as well. So, I'd say this preseason's been pretty challenging for me, but it's been good, yeah.
The weather hasn't been kind either. It's either pouring rain or boiling hot.
yeah, it's definitely been so hot, but I feel like sometimes you need to, you know, chuck like a little spanner in the works here and there, because then it makes you really work harder and, you know, push for the other people around you too. So, no, it's been good.
Patrice Chambers is our guest on Let's Talk Black Excellence, and you're a leader of the club as well. That must be a really nice feeling to have that accolade, but also the, you know, how do you deal with that added pressure and responsibility on the field that, you know, the teammates are looking up to you and looking to you for direction?
Yeah, I feel like last season, being the first season that Wynnum Manly had a women's team, I did, like, after the season finished, I had a step back and reflected, and I thought, like, I really did put a lot of pressure on myself. So I think going into this season, I feel like I need to probably, like, reflect better and maybe speak to, like, mentors or people that I go to for advice on little things. But, yeah, people looking up to me, I'd say, you know, I think maybe, like, having to think first before I say things, or, you know, that kind of thing also, and then just leading by example as well, like at training, even though I've had a tough day or, mm-hmm. you know, it's hasn't been the best day or it's stinking hot, I feel like just, you know, getting the work done and trying to have a positive attitude as well. And because, you know, at the end of the day, I want to work hard for them and I want them to work hard for me as well in the game time. So, yeah, just trying to put my best foot forward. Yeah.
Are you a big talker on the field? And do you have a blow up in you at half time or full time?
No, I just leave that to our coach at full time or at half time. Yeah. No, I try to talk as much as I can on the field if I'm not puffed out.
That's why I can talk on the field. I was blowing.
Yeah, no, I do try to talk. I mainly just talk to the middle forwards if I can say something or push them in a certain direction, or mainly just to the forwards and the halves. The rest of them can talk to themselves. Nah, yeah. just mainly them. So, yeah, the forwards, the halves, just try and keep it clear communication and talking to the referees as well, because they've got the six again rule in our comp now. Yep. So it's kind of like you can't question it until there's like a stoppage in play.
Yeah.
So I think the girls always want me to, you know, question the ref on certain things. And, so just making sure I do that, yeah.
How's the year looking for Wynnum Manly? Have you, do you think you've ticked all the boxes pre-season, ready to rip in?
Yeah, we definitely have ticked all the boxes in pre-season. We had two trials and we won both of them. But in saying that, it's only a trial, that the team could be completely different on the day. And also, once we start our season, it'll only be 17 players and I think 10 interchange. So our fitness levels will come, like, you'll definitely see the fitness levels in both teams. So, you know, it's anyone's game on the day. But, yeah, I'm really excited to play this year, and we've got some awesome recruits that we've got. So, Julia and also, like, Talisha Harden's come over to us too. So,
incredible.
So once she gets out of her rehab for her knee, so she'll be good to go, yeah. I'm really excited.
Isn't she inspirational, Talisha, and, you know, everything she's done?
Yeah, definitely. She and she's always so positive as well. I feel like that's why I always, like, go towards her at training, because she's always hyping the girls up or like throwing out good chat to everyone. Yeah. So, yeah, she's just awesome to be around.
What do you say to young people listening, particularly young women listening in, who maybe have aspirations to play rugby league, to play NRLW and those representative honours as well? What words of advice have you got for those young people?
Just take in everything that you can from, like, if you go into, like, a coaching clinic, or if you've got coaches at your club, or, you know, someone that's, you know, might be a bit older, like might even be like an older sister or brother, or, you know, your aunties or uncles that have played. Take it all in, because, you know, like when I was playing footy, we didn't have no younger grades or anything. So that, like, this next generation of girls that have come through will be girls that have played all the way from juniors every single year, if they wanted to. So, yeah, try and learn as much as you can, and yeah, like I think just, yeah, take up every opportunity that you can as well, yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Hey, sis, thanks so much for joining us on Let's Talk. We wish you all the best for the season ahead.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No more whispering in our mind.
Let's Talk, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. on AAA Murray Country, the National Indigenous Radio Service and iHeartRadio. You can catch up on AAA.org.au. Proudly supported by the Community Broadcast Foundation.